This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dirt and Sprague.
One back behind him. It's Williams, I believe. He empties. Back to throw. Looking left. Throws it left. And it is intercepted in the end zone. Finney. Knee it down. Brandon Finney Jr. And give your team the football back.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
This will be a 47-yard effort for Lucas Carnero. Transfer from Western Kentucky in his first year at Ole Miss. Georgia's trying to block it. There's the kick, and it's on its way, and it's got the distance, and it's through the upright. The Rebels have taken the lead. Holy mackerel.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. That would be 105.1 The Fan in the Fan Sports Network.
180.
Red 85.
Set high.
180.
118! 185! Here we come! Here we come! It's a man's game now!
Take your hand and put it down your pants, son! Squeeze that damn thing! Make sure you got to! Here we go, man! Here we go!
Here we go!
Happy Football Friday, everybody! Hello!
What is happening?
Hey, boys!
Hey! How you guys doing?
How we doing? I'm doing fantastic. Are you hearing like a humming sound in your headphones, or is that just me?
That's just you.
That's just me.
Okay.
I don't have a hum. Well, that's good. I don't know why I'm humming over
here.
You know,
New Year, same us.
I haven't ridden the bike in a couple of weeks. I got to see if I remember how to do this damn thing, and I got a humming sound in my headphones, so that's cool.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. Now, I was here on New Year's Eve, but other than that, that was kind of it, and it's always weird, that first segment you do the first time you talk. Like, do I remember how to do this? Am I going to be able to? Okay, yeah, I think I'll be all right.
I don't want to lie to you here, Andrew. I got in the car this morning. And it felt I was wide awake. I got a lot of rest over my break.
Yeah,
good for you.
And I was driving in, and I just randomly started talking about the Niner Seahawk game to myself out loud because I was self conscious of how long it's been since I've talked to anybody about anything.
That's how you know you're back doing radio. When you start doing conversations with yourself, driving around, arguing with yourself, point counterpoint. That's when you know you're back.
Now,
Andy,
are you guys? Do you do each other to set up, like,
do we do each other?
Do we what? What was that?
What
did you just say?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
No, I don't plan on doing him anytime soon. I think I'm gonna pass on that
one.
In
your conversation,
you gonna power rank who you do with the fan?
Which one would you want to do the most, Swag? Huh? Who do you think you're gonna do over there?
What was your what were you doing during the break, huh?
When you have the conversation, do you also then bring in your partner to try to act out what the conversation would be like?
Pretending that he's responding to what I'm saying? Yeah, well, I talk out loud, and then I'm like,
hey, Daddy Dirt.
And then I throw it to him, because I'm going to do him.
You know, I've been a Sam Darnold guy since day one. Sam Darnold's going to light them up this weekend like a Christmas tree. The Niners can't block anybody. The Seahawks are going to win the division. What are we doing here?
What an odd thing to say at 6 in the morning. When you do him, when you do each other.
I missed you too, Swag.
Good
I missed
Lord.
You too, buddy. Happy New Year, everybody. You guys
Merry
have a good
New
Christmas?
Year.
Everybody do good?
I had a great Christmas.
Yeah.
I stayed away from all the NFL.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't. I never
didn't dive
it
a
whatsoever.
Second into it. I didn't Not see really any of the Commies. Dallas. What was it? Broncos, Chiefs. I saw that it was a tight game, and the Broncos were weird again.
Again. And but the Lions.
They won.
Who did the Lions play? Vikings?
No. Yeah. They
no-showed. Was that the game? Yeah, Lions-Vikings.
They completely no-showed.
Yeah, just said, absolutely. Like, what are we doing here, man?
So I was just seeing like what the scores were. I didn't watch a second of it. I caught mostly just NBA.
Yep.
But I also watched some Christmas stuff, and I relaxed. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, the only NFL game I ended up watching that day was the Lions game because there was still three teams left in the survivor pool, and one team had Detroit in that game.
Oh.
So I was keeping a close eye on
so
that
one. So we have
one.
Two people left?
There's two people left.
Going into the final week.
Into the final week Dude, of the regular season.
I don't know who those people are. I don't know if I've Phenomenal heard of a job. Survivor pool outside of the Vegas one going into week 18. Yeah.
Phenomenal job. And now I'm left with the decision of what do? Because they've used up teams. The regular season ends. Do they just split it? Do I wipe the slate clean and say go into the playoffs?
I think they split.
Just split the prize?
Or you ask them if they're cool going into the wild card.
Wild card round?
But then they're just going to probably
pick I think
they've
pick picked
favorite.
All the teams that they've... So all the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, I'm assuming, have been wiped off their list. So I got to figure that out. We'll see how everybody does this weekend. That was the only one I watched on Christmas Day. And then I watched a bunch of NBA, but the NFL was out of sight, out of mind this year. The numbers were still insane because it's
were
the
amazing.
NFL, but so were the NBAs. Like the majority of the early games were like $6.5-7 million a game, which was really good for
Knicks them. Knicks comeback was ridiculous.
Great game. That was a fantastic game.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd ask them if they want to go wild card, or if it was me, if I was one of these two people, which I never will be. I'd be cool splitting.
You'd be okay, yeah.
We both have done an exceptional job.
That's probably the way we're going to go.
I think that's the fairest
probably
way.
Probably the fairest
the
way to do it.
And the pool's big enough where they'll each get a nice little
it's
tidy
a nice,
sum,
I mean,
right?
It's not massive, but they'll get it, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to get a good return on your investment is what we'll say.
I watched a little bit of the bowl action. Doug, I got to be honest with you, I didn't watch most of it, but I watched a little bit here and there.
I had not watched a bowl game from start to finish until the Miami-Ohio State game.
Well, that's when I started.
Two nights ago.
From start to finish, that was my first one.
There was a few in there where you turn it on. I missed the end of the USC choke job. I woke up to your text message. I'm like, what? They lost? I went to bed. I didn't care about the outcome of that game.
A simple out route. He just took it all the way. I'm like, oh my God, of course he loses like that.
Of course, USC doesn't know how to tackle in a big moment. They don't have guys running out for the football. It's funny how problems for 4 years persist into a bowl game.
I would say, though, the holiday was great. My kids had a nice Christmas. Felt a little... Our kids are at weird ages.
Yeah.
Where, like, buying the gifts, it's like the amount of gifts has gone down because the stuff is, like...
More expensive now.
Beats by Dre headphones.
Right. That's a spendy gift right there.
To say the least. Yeah. Like, I wanted to get my kid a new Switch. We play the Switch. We play Mario Kart and stuff.
Yeah.
And my youngest loves it. I was going to go get her the Switch, too, because I didn't know what to get her. And then Russ came in here my last day. He's like, I got my kids the Switch, too. And I'm like, how much is that thing? He's like, $500. I'm like, I'm out. I'm not spending $500 on a video game system right now. Get out of here with that. So our amount of gifts was somewhat down.
So the big pile up underneath the tree, not quite what it used to be back in the day.
I mean, there's still spoiled little brats who got great gifts.
Steph
Curry jerseys and headphones and, you know, all the sorts and the stockings were stuffed to the brim.
Sure.
But it's a little different. It's an adjustment.
Yeah.
And I think I'm leaning every year more and more into the, what do you say... Each get two max.
Two gifts. You pick something out big.
And we take the rest of that money, and we go to Kauai.
Hey, there we go.
Huh?
That's the way to do it right there.
So
that's the perfect world.
That's where I think I'm leaning
over the
holiday.
You've got a few years to do that, and then once they get older, then they, well, can I bring a friend? Can I bring a boyfriend? Can I bring a...
I'd be willing. Well,
no,
those...
Billy Bob's got to get a seat next to you. Come on, Billy Bob. You're not. I'm not taking you to Hawaii.
The funniest thing is if his name's going to be Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. Dane into the family.
How you doing, Dad? Hey, Billy Bob.
Hey, Billy Bob here. Cool. Let's go to Hawaii. Kauai. Let's get some coffee.
Thought I raised these kids better than to be with a Billy Bob, but here I am.
You gotta have a mustache and a pair of Oakleys. What is happening right now, dude? I got to take this kid to Hawaii.
Dude, my nightmare.
You know how expensive that is for me?
Or the nightmare is they meet... They meet somebody over in Hawaii.
Why is that a nightmare?
That's great. Now they live in Hawaii. Now I can go visit multiple times a year and
I'll
have a reason to go.
I'll pay for the wedding if you stay here so I can visit.
Can I just retire here? Can I come live in your basement when I retire? That's the only question that I have out of this
deal.
Date
a Billy Bob. I'm an urban cowboy. My God, this again in my life. I don't need this.
It's exactly what I did this year. Obviously not for the little guy. He had gifts piled up everywhere. But
how did that go, by the way?
Dude, it was great. He didn't really know what was, like, he's still not fully aware.
How long before he ran out of steam?
Dude, so the big gift that I bought him was a Papa Shot, like a little kid version of a Papa Shot.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother bought one for his kids. He loves it, but it's like the full size one. And so he's got these basketballs and he can't throw more than, you know, half of a foot. So I bought him a little kid version of it. He's all about it. But it's like I put it together Christmas Eve night. So it's taking up half the living room, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first thing that he noticed as he comes out. He takes, and he didn't want to open any other gifts. He just wanted to play with it.
Oh, that's a tough one.
So then we had to do the like, no, buddy, there's more over here, you know, and you're trying to like, you know, shoo him this way, and he just ball, dunk. Yeah. He just wants to go do the
Papa Shot.
Did
he get to scream the,
So it was a little bit of that. But I did the same exact thing that you thought of with your kids for the wife for Christmas this year. Because I'm like, she's going to ask for 8 million things on her list. She doesn't need any of this. I know what we have in the house. I know what we need. And so I just bought her a trip to Hawaii for Christmas. And let me tell you, it was the hit of Christmas morning.
Wait, she didn't know?
She didn't know. That was the Christmas gift.
How did you wrap it?
I put together a big box of likes. I said, I'm going to get you something really special for Christmas, but before I let you know what it is, here are some surprises.
Oh, clues.
So I wrapped a pineapple. I wrapped some suntan lotion, a pair of sunglasses.
Swingers.
What else? Yeah.
That's what I would think. Hey, you want to swing.
We're going to get weird in 2026.
A new husband for me.
Let's see where the year is going to go. Let's do this thing. And so that was the gift for Christmas this year, and it was an absolute home run.
Can I tell you on the wife gift? The wife and I largely sit in this weird, uncomfortable, let's not get each other a gift, but then like she'll catch wind of me getting something. So her last minute idea is always shoes.
Yep.
Which, you know, like she knows the kind of shoes I like and I love the pair of shoes she got me, but it was more out of a, crap, he got me something than it was really thinking about this is a great gift.
Right.
So we're in this weird, like uncomfortable, let's not get each other gifts dance, but we end up getting each other a gift. She tells me straight up, this was after I gave her the gift, straight up, don't get me a gift anymore. And I go, really?
Huh?
I thought I nailed it this year. You know what the gift I got was?
What'd you get?
My cousin helped me with this.
Okay.
She's had, for like 2 years now, she has at least 12 VHS home family movies.
Okay, like from her childhood?
And I'm talking like when the camcorder was on the shoulder. And
back in the day.
Filming her and her sisters as children.
Okay.
1992 Christmas, 1991 New Year, right? All of these old family members, aunts and uncles and dad and mom, and she's wanted to switch them into digital so we could watch them. So I took like 7 of these tapes, and my cousin helped me condense them into a USB digital drive.
That's a brilliant gift.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to do the legwork. You're not going to do this clearly. It's sitting in an art closet just in the back, right?
Right.
So I take like 7 VHSs because they're like 2 hours each, and it's condensed into one thumb drive. And on Christmas Eve, because we were with her sisters, I'm like, hey, this is kind of a gift for her, but like also you guys are in these. I want you to see them.
Yeah.
So we watched it for like 20 minutes, maybe.
That's a delightful thing on Christmas.
And I just thought, I don't know if I can think better than something like that.
It's not costing you $1 million,
no.
But it's the time and the effort and the thought of that gift that's a really good Christmas gift.
And the response like 2 days after Christmas was,
don't get me a gift.
And I'm like, so I'm just done. I'm just kind of done trying.
You just wipe it off the list. Not something to do next year.
Yeah, dude. I just felt like I struck and missed.
I will defend you here. I don't know why she reacted that way. I think that's a phenomenal. Like if somebody gave me that, because we have all sorts of VHS tapes laying around. I don't know if my parents have ever turned them into DVDs.
It's not even DVD. It's just a thumb drive.
Sure, you put it in the thumb drive.
Yeah,
wherever you want to go. Like that's a brilliant gift idea. I would watch that for hours to look at the old home videos and remember your childhood. It's like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation.
Right, in the attic.
When he's up in the attic and he's listening to Stevie Wonder and this is great, or Ray Charles. That's a phenomenal gift. The problem with the husband-wife, you know, don't get me anything thing, is that one person always ends up going above and beyond and spending more money, and then it makes you feel guilty. Because that was us last year, and I did the whole don't buy me anything, we don't need anything. So I went very simple for Christmas, and she got me a custom golf bag. And I'm like, done with Christmas, and I feel horrible. You made me feel like a terrible person. I didn't get you anything. I got you like a gift card to a coffee shop. I got you nothing. And you got me like a $300 custom golf bag? It's ridiculous. So I went above and beyond this year, and we're not doing the no gift thing anymore because I can't trust her.
Well, also, like, it's not just that, like, I'm trying to beat her in a gift-giving contest. That's not what it's about to me. It does feel...
That's what it's about for me. It's a competition, baby.
Well, admittedly, can we just be in a trust tree here? It's a little odd. I don't think about gifts I want.
Yeah.
I don't put a list together. It is an odd feeling to wake up on Christmas, especially as somebody who loves Christmas.
Yes.
it's odd to not to have two people in a four-person family not open anything.
Just sit there while your kids open everything up.
I had to sneak two books for her into her stocking, and she saw her stocking was a little heavier than the others like a week and a half before.
This thing's dragging. It's going to fall off probably.
It's just odd to me to sit there on the couch and have nothing for each other.
Gotta have something.
So I'm in this weird spot. I don't know what to do. Like, Swag, do you and the Mrs. Lady Swag, do you guys buy each other gifts? Do you wake up on Christmas?
Some years we do. This year we did not because we've got the big, we're saving money for the Italy trip.
Oh, the big Italy trip is kind of the gift.
And so we talked about it. Then you throw in the nonsense with her car getting stolen. And we're like, true, yeah. Okay.
You should have got her some car fresheners as a joke.
God, that would have been
funny. She ended up, we did on the Saturday after Christmas. It all got handled through claims, so she was able to go get, and she was able to get a brand new car.
Hey, she never had a brand new car.
Shout out to drug dealers.
Did they put a bow on that bad boy for Christmas?
They did put a bow on it.
Did they really?
Yeah, I've got a picture. Oh. They put a bow.
You're one of those people in a car commercial
now.
You
are.
Look at that. We got a new car for Christmas, honey.
So that all got taken care of, and then we had to punt a little bit on Christmas. My poor stepdad ended up in the hospital.
Oh, God.
Fortunately, it was a false alarm.
Well, thank God for that, because you're about to take this to a dark spot.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Everybody's okay?
Everybody's fine.
Okay.
The pill didn't wear off, did it? It was 4 hours.
It was too long,
well,
man.
It was a pill. What they said was it got, so his esophagus got swollen to the point where he couldn't swallow water, so they needed to get him on IV so he didn't get dehydrated, which is why he had to go to the hospital. Then they had to wait until the swelling went down, and then they tried to figure out what was going on. They said, when do you take your night medicine? Mm-hmm. He said, right before I go to bed. And so they said, we think it never got into your stomach. It just lodged there.
Dude, that's my nightmare.
And irritated everything. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to do another procedure, all that stuff. But my mom usually hosts Christmas dinner. So
that's out the window.
So it was actually really nice because Pax was home. And he had already done stuff with his mom Christmas Eve. So I'm like, hey, I happened to get a salmon fillet for some reason. I said, so Megan and I are just going to go back. We're going to throw a salmon, some asparagus on the Traeger, and we'll just watch, you know,
watch TV. Yeah.
And it was great.
Just the three of them. That's perfect. That's a nice low key Christmas.
And it was perfect. It ended up being great.
Sometimes when the big plans go out the window, it ends up being a good thing. You're just hanging, nothing to do, nowhere to be, no requirements, and you're just, you know.
Didn't have any
emergencies. No clocks on the wall, you're hanging out.
I had the computer up just to make sure the station was running, no emergencies, nothing like that. So it turned out being great.
Did you guys feel that the fireworks were exceptionally louder this year for your New Year's? Because our neighborhood was way louder than I think I've ever heard.
We just heard one. I'm assuming it was one neighborhood or one family. But they were going off every hour starting at 9 p.m.
Yeah, ours was.
God, what are we doing?
Really loud and long.
Come on, man. Like, if you do a couple at midnight, I'm all right with that. Why are we lighting them off at 9 p.m.?
Dude, they were going off at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
That's too much, man. I actually didn't hear a single one this year. I don't know if that has something to do about my neighborhood that
long,
I live in.
But it was, I didn't mind it at 9. I was like, okay, they're celebrating, you know.
I also was asleep. I passed out at like 10:30.
Oh, so did you?
I don't know if any went off. Maybe I just slept.
Well, my kids want to do the midnight thing. I dozed off at like 11:30 for 5 minutes. My kids screamed at me. I'm like, oh, what?
Dad!
Right. The countdown clock was off. So we rewatch the Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen one every year.
Yes.
Exceptional this year, by the way.
Yeah, Cohen, we saw that live. It was hilarious.
Cooper could not stop giggling, but he wasn't drunk, so it was like a weirder giggle than normal. Anyways, their countdown clock was off from our countdown clock at home. Like, it went off. Yeah, it's a worse version of that.
I'm giving you one of those.
No,
it was past 12. But theirs was counting to 12, but it was almost 12:01 for us, so the fireworks are going off.
See, this is why
But our television was
that's
not
the delay on the television or something.
New Year's Eve is one of the most overrated holidays on the planet.
We were in bed before midnight. We didn't.
Oh, I was asleep.
Everybody gets past the days of, like, when you get older, you're not going out anymore.
We got football to watch first thing in the morning. I got to get up.
I got a game at 9 a.m. That's a game day, baby.
It was a game day.
I have a 6 a.m. pregame show.
Yeah, you know,
ready to go.
And it ran like clockwork. Let me tell you, it ran.
You're welcome.
Like clockwork.
You're welcome. I know what I'm doing here.
Speaking of clockwork, we're way over it.
Hey, let's go.
You have wiggle room today.
Oh, I would say
pretty light inventory.
Based on my drive-in, I would say this whole show is wiggle room.
Just have some fun, man.
I think I passed 4 cars in total. I'm like, yep, I called this. Nobody working on this Friday.
No, this is one for the people who wake up in 2 hours.
Yes.
We're here for you when you're listening to this at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's just the three of us.
We're
it's
a live YouTube podcast
football.
Is what I'm calling
That's
today's
exactly
show.
That's exactly what we
are. Right? Yep.
So let's get it going. A busy football weekend ahead of us. Crazy football yesterday. We have a lot to talk about. Dirt and Sprague, it's good to be back together here in the new year. Let's get it going. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, we will do a full rundown and dive in on the Oregon win over Texas Tech. The shutout, the first shutout for the Duckies since 1917 in a bowl game.
How about that?
They were the Webfoots.
We were the Webfoots back in the day. That's back when we were winning national championships in hoops, baby.
I know, Oregon State used to be the Oregon Agricultural College.
Yes.
So, like, that was a good name change. I sometimes hear Webfoots, and I wonder if it was a better name change. I know Ducks is easier to say.
Yeah, I think you would have had an argument to be made there until they wore the Webfoot jerseys and looked like Cal and lost by 70 to Washington, and that kind of killed any hope of ever bringing the Webfoots back. That was kind of the end. Yeah. They dabbled. They tried to put the toe in the water of, hey, Webfoot's kind of cool. And then everybody said, nah, that's done. You're never doing that again.
Well, but I feel like they could take the duck foot and put it on the side of the helmet and it would look badass.
Yeah.
And I might be wrong on this.
Yeah. Then my mind just goes to doesn't North Carolina have a helmet where it's the foot, the Tar Heels on the side of the helmet?
A Tar Heel foot like a web foot?
It's not the same foot, but it's a foot, you know, animal foot, person foot, a little bit different, but that's where my mind goes when you throw that one at me.
Well, maybe in that instance, web foot helmet, they'd wear their school colors.
Well, good. I'd like for them to
do
that in a
big game.
But also,
if they're going to play like that, maybe they just keep wearing gray, black, and white.
Look, of all the things that Dan Lanning has done in 4 years, the gray pants in a big game don't get Duck fans started on this. Every time they wear gray pants in a big game, it does not end well for us. Mm. And so
he broke that curse.
He has broken the gray pants in a big game curse. And now evidently that's something that I don't need to worry about, because my mind definitely went there. When they announced what unis they were wearing, I thought, are you kidding me?
I thought they might go with the same ones they wore, because the ones in the JMU game were just,
they were fantastic.
Glorious.
You know, you mean like the school colors that they have?
Yeah.
Like the green and the yellow? Is that what you're talking
they
about?
They were exceptional.
Okay. And the Washington game, remember those on the road? Those were, you know, pretty good.
Could have worn those.
Could have worn those.
The other team wore black.
They were the road team. They'll be the road team again, but, you know, maybe we'll wear all silver for Indiana.
Can I tell you guys this? I want to get back on the clock. We went a little long there with our holiday rundown.
We did. Lots to catch up on.
Dude, I know today is going to be a lot of Oregon. Mainly the reason we came in today, because Dirt and I were simpatico on this. And then Dirt's trying this real new 2026 thing of, like, I want a solo show, but I don't want to say it to Sprager. And so Dirt's like, I'm going to come in that Friday, man. And I'm like, why? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's the show. It's, you know, it's my team. And I'm like,
I just can't. Like, if they win the game, I can't wait 3 days to talk about that. Now, I would have very regretted this decision had they lost yesterday, because then if you told me I don't have to do a show until Monday, it doesn't hurt as much. So if they would have lost, I would have regretted that alarm this
morning. But then I heard Dusty, and I'm like, I'm trying to read tea leaves better in 2026 in certain instances. And I'm like, I think I'm being phased out and they're not saying it. So I'm coming in. Screw you guys. I'm coming in.
We fixed the glitch. Is that what you're telling me?
So a lot of today is about what Oregon did. And we'll talk, obviously, a lot of college football. We have to have some NFL on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomorrow is going to be awesome. Not really the Bucs game. I get it.
That is a big game.
It is, but it's not.
That's why I thought this Friday was necessary, because we would know all of the NFL playoff, all that sort of stuff, and you needed to get the college football playoff.
We got a Niners Seahawks game tomorrow night for the number one seed and the NFC West championship.
I don't know the Seahawks side of this. I only know the Niners side. So Swag, you could help me on air. Okay. If the Niners lose, because the Rams will win, they're the sixth seed.
Yes.
Which it pissed me off that I found that out after I text you guys, because I thought for sure they were either one or a five.
So they would fall behind LA if they lose?
They would fall behind the Rams.
Yeah. And that's a big fall.
And they play Philadelphia, basically.
You go on the road.
So you go from playing Carolina-Tampa in the wild card to going to Philadelphia against that defense in Philadelphia. Good luck.
I know we rant about it every year. I'm going to keep dying on the hill. Like, the NFC South shouldn't be in the playoffs this year. They just shouldn't. They don't belong. Those teams suck. They're not fun to watch. Nobody's excited for that game. And even if they win, it does not change the answer. The answer is the answer going into the playoffs. Neither team should be in.
I disagree with you in a sense of, like,
I'd rather have Detroit in, and I know Detroit sucks,
dude,
but, like,
Detroit doesn't
give me anybody
anything.
Else. Anybody other than Tampa or Carolina. I don't want to see Bryce Young play in a playoff
game. Would you rather see Bryce Young in the Panthers or Niner? Welcome to your hell.
Give me Niner. What the hell,
really?
Man? Why not? Division's tougher. Right. He had to play a harder schedule. Give me Niner.
What I was going to say is I disagree with this sense. If my team loses to the Seahawks, which, I'll give you a thing, they absolutely should not be doubted, but I actually think they're going to lose. I think it's a year where the injuries are going to bite them. The defense is not stellar, as we saw against Chicago.
I mean, their defense can't stop a cold
right
now.
And they should be splitting with the best teams in the division, not sweeping Seattle. They sweep Seattle, Seahawks fans should have a real, like, hey, what?
How do we lose that game?
Yo, Mike.
But that being said, I actually would love for them to play the Carolina or Tampa's, because winning just a playoff game in this year would matter a great deal to me as a fan.
That's a huge difference of a successful season if you win that game.
Now, that being said, I wanted to throw in the first segment, and we ran out of time, so I'll just say it here. You know what I don't know what I've mastered in my life, truly. Not a lot, really, if anything. I have mastered, and I mean truly to the highest of levels, okay? Bruce Lee and Kung Fu level. Like anybody else that watches sports, I have absolutely nailed down how long a college football playoff halftime is to a T. And what I mean by that is, as soon as they went to half of the Oregon Tech game, I got up early on that day. I got a workout in. I was active. As soon as it went to half, they ran in the tunnel. I saw the landing interview. I saw Brand Man interviewing Landing. Got some good FaceTime. As soon as that happened, I handled a chore, and then I went upstairs, and I took a shower, and I got through my normal shower routine. I put on the deodorant, and I go, I'm going to walk downstairs, and it's going to be kickoff. And I'm not kidding. I walked downstairs legitimately right as the kickoff happened, and I sat back on the couch and went, I've mastered this time window.
This is going to lead to a perfect ability for a follow-up question. So I'm assuming you didn't see any of the halftime of the game.
No. I don't watch any of these halftime. I don't care about these halftime shows.
Do you care to guess who the band was playing at halftime of the Orange Bowl between Oregon and Texas Tech?
So it's not a school band?
It was not a school band. They had an actual concert on the field during the game. They went to it.
Was it Pitbull?
It was not Pitbull, but that is a great guess because they're in Miami.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hint. It doesn't resonate with Miami in any way, shape, or form.
And Matt Kearney.
That was not quite that homerish. They came out. They were like in the studio. Or no, I think they were doing the halftime from the Rose Bowl. It was like the guys, on, you know, let's send it back to Miami.
Right.
The halftime show of the game yesterday. And they cut away from it like 40 seconds into the song, which probably the right call. Third Eye Blind. Singing this song. And I'm sitting on my couch pissed that my team's only up 6-0 because it should be 21-0.
This was a halftime show?
Thinking, wait, first off, Third Eye Blind still going. Good for them. Who would have known?
Hmm.
Great track, but this song came out in 1997, and this is your halftime show?
Can I also just be honest with you guys?
What's the budget for the Orange Bowl, man?
You know I'm bad with music. I thought that was Mbop when you started it, and I was like, no.
I mean, it kind of sounds like
it. And then
it.
You said Third Eye Blind, and I'm like, oh, even more like, what?
Who? Huh? Yeah, in Miami.
I'm glad I missed that.
Of all the musical choices you could have for Miami, this is what they went with for halftime.
Do you guys feel like you're with me on this? I have nailed down the time windows of a halftime of any level. If it's NBA, NFL, that window's small, man.
Yeah, you got to go quick.
You got to go quick.
NBA, NFL is like 14 minutes.
It's quick.
Yeah. The halftime shower of an NFL game is not easy. Because I'll do that sometimes during Sunday night football.
Normal college football is 20 minutes. Like, you can go do something.
But the playoff game's a little more extended. It's going to go back to California or wherever they're doing their shows. Yeah. And I knew what that window was.
Band's got to come out. They got to do the whole thing.
100%.
I feel like I'm that way now, too, with commercial breaks during football games. Like, I feel like I have a sixth sense to be able to flip back, and they're coming right back from commercial.
I'm pretty good at that,
And you're
too.
Not tracking anything. No. It's just an internal clock. It's like a quarterback in the pocket. You 100%. Know when you got to get rid of it, and you change it. You're like, hey, look at that. We're back on. All right.
Yeah. I put my underwear on. I'm like, I'm going to nail this perfectly. And as I walk down, and here we go, the kick. I was like, yep, nailed it.
Joke's on you, buddy. You missed Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, damn it.
Doot, doot, doot. Doot, 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 doot.
Let's talk a little more. Let's do this. Let's dive into college. We'll save some NFL for the back end.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Ducks, to be fair, at 7. We're going to treat this like a normal show, but we know it's not. And then we'll dive fully into the Oregon-Texas Tech game. Yeah?
Do you have room for your Blazers? Did you see the injury update on everybody?
I did see the injury update on everybody, yeah.
What, that they're almost back?
Our injury management has become the construction crew in Money Pit. It's like, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks away from being 2 weeks away.
No, I don't have any Blazers on my show sheet. I feel like they have reached the peak of purgatory mediocrity irrelevance in the NBA. And, like, we'll talk about them when
football season dies down.
Well, like, do we have playoff games and we got basically
too much
playoff seeding coming up. Like,
none
what do you want
guys
to talk about? The beatdown and that Drew Holiday's day to day or ramping up and Jeremy's day to day and Scoot will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Like, that team is so. They lose three, they win two. They lose three, they win three. They lose four, they win three. Like, they're the same team
that they've been the last four
every
years.
Other week.
Yeah.
It's the same. Oh, hit return the corner.
Ah!
30 point beatdown. Boom. It's mainly like, how do these other teams lose to us? How did we beat the Thunder? How did we beat the Celtics? I don't know.
I can't figure that out.
And then they're going to go get bludgeoned. That's what it is.
My favorite thing about being off for the time we were off was I actually watched, because who did they play Dallas in the Peacock game?
Yeah.
So I watched stayed up to the end of that game. That ended up being a good game.
I almost blew it.
But then being in and out of stuff, what night did they play OKC?
It was New Year's Eve.
Was that New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
That was where my mind was at. You guys were texting about that game, and I'm like, I didn't even know.
No, I only
tonight.
Saw the score. That
I
was only the text.
Never
I was glued
over.
Into Miami, Ohio
glued
State.
To Miami,
good thing we're not watching the Blazers tonight. I'm like, what? I didn't know
I just
they were playing
knew they were playing, and I knew it started at 4, but I wasn't watching that over the playoff. And I saw the score, and I went, yeah, I'm good
down
choice.
By 30. This season is over.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right, let's get back into some football stuff. More playoff conversation next. All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here. Obviously, we'll be back on Monday as well, but we came in. Oregon gets a dominant beatdown over Texas Tech. We'll dive into that one coming up at 7. We got a full NFL slate with seeding on the line. We know all the NFL playoff teams. It's just a matter of who's going to play who and who's going to be where. And so we got a Niners-Seahawk game, which, you know, how about that throwback of that rivalry this year? And where
it's fun to have it back, man.
It's great. It's a great rivalry, man.
It was a great couple of years there where they were two of the best teams in the NFL, and then they both kind of faded a little bit. Niners came back. Mm-hmm. Seattle's been trying to get back, and now you got number one. Who would have thought that in August? And especially as the injuries piled up for the 49ers. Seattle, the way their season started, losing that first game at home to San Francisco. Here we are last week of the year, number one seed on the line.
I think my playoff college football playoff takeaways, you know, they vary to, oh my God, that Ole Miss game was great last night.
Incredible.
Especially the ending. What a weird ending.
Yeah, 1 second left on the clock. Let's take the stage off. And
confetti already came
down. I'm trying
down.
To go to what bed, doing, man. What are we doing? Get out of here.
And then before that, you have, I mean, look, I have so many thoughts that it's hard to really organize and structure how I want to talk about my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you and I have done this probably 6 times at this point, and maybe this is, I cannot understand how that guy has Indiana beating Alabama.
It doesn't make any sense.
By 5 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl. I don't even care how flawed Alabama was, one-dimensional, defense not amazing. Okay, we know all that. It's unbelievable, and yep. He's so right to say it, and it may age poorly because he gets beat by Dan Lanning. That's a movie. That is a movie in any other reality we live in, that a program like that is that just a couple years after he's hired. It's still every time not resonating with me.
It's the greatest coaching job that has ever been done in the history of sports. Like, I'm going further than college football. This is the greatest coaching job that we have ever seen.
Better than Herb Brooks with the Miracle on Ice team?
Better than Herb Brooks with the Miracle on Ice team. I mean, this is just, he has taken Indiana football.
I know, it's
and they just
crazy.
Beat Alabama in the Rose Bowl by 30, and the game was over at halftime.
Dude,
and they are the runaway freight train favorite to win a national championship.
Are they, like, by an odds?
By
or
an
just
odds
in
standpoint, yeah. By an odds standpoint, they are, I want to say they're minus money.
Well, you're living in a good spot this week of, like, nobody's given us the chance, but
dude,
also I
love
would
being
say
this. In
this
world, yeah.
And, yeah, I know you love being in it. And I will get into the defensive performance by Oregon and what that looked like. And we can talk about the offensive side because I saw that you were a little frustrated with the offensive performance in certain moments, and rightfully so.
They're about a plus 100 odds to win the title. And then it's Miami at like plus 315 and then Oregon plus 330. And then Ole Miss is a distant last place.
And I think Oregon's got a great shot. I think they're certainly going to play a lot closer game than Bama did. But oh my God, that team didn't just look like, oh my, hey, look at Indiana's doing this. It's like that team looks terrifying
and
when they're clicking.
They lost their best, one of their best defensive players
and it didn't
after the Big Ten title game. I had a buddy that texted me, so the Oregon wins, obviously, and you're like, all right, now we just sit down and watch some football the rest
sure.
of it. It's going to be great. And I had a buddy text me, I'm like, who are we rooting for? What do we want to play? And it's an interesting question because on the one hand, you get, like, Oregon and Bama has always been this thing in our mind.
You've never played them.
We want Bama. Yep. We've never played them. And now it's Kalen DeBoer, the guy that beat you a couple of times. So you got a chance at revenge there. They're a pretty flawed team, but hey, they just beat Oklahoma. On the other side, you got Indiana, so you could avenge your only loss from earlier this year. But you're a little scared of them because how dominant they've been all year.
I want nothing to do with that, coach.
Wanted nothing to do with them. So it's just weird. Like, and I texted, I was like, let me see how Indiana's defense looks without their best pass rusher, and then I'll answer the question at halftime. And unequivocally at halftime, I was like, well, we're rooting for a comeback that ain't going to happen here because they're not going to win the game. The best moment of that game, because that game was terrible, the best moment was the Alabama trickeration on fourth down where we're running the punt team out, running the offense back out. Ooh, look at that, Ty Simpson still on the field. And they call that fly sweep on their own 30-yard line on fourth down. They don't get it because they can't run the football. And the camera immediately goes to Kurt Cignetti, who's got like an eyebrow raise, given the goofiest, scariest look you've ever seen of just no nonsense. And they scored a touchdown like 4 plays later. And you're like, uh-oh, this is 10-0. This could get out
Dude,
of hand.
He wanted to run it up. He was out for blood. He was out to send a message of like, oh, you're the SEC powerhouse, huh? Okay, watch this.
Did you see his quote on Alabama, by the way, going into the game? So
no.
they asked him about, you're playing Alabama, do you have to do anything to like caution your team of the mystique? Like it's Alabama, this is the Crimson Tide. Do you have to do anything to caution against that? And he basically was like, you guys know more about their history than our players do. All our players know is what they see on film. And just left it at that.
He is football autistic, okay. But I love that dude. He is a serial killer.
Yeah, I it was fun to watch yesterday. Not going to be fun to play him in 7 days because they just look like a behemoth right now. They got a chance to, And one of the all-time narratives that has existed in the modern era of the sport, that you have to have the blue chip ratio to win the national championship, because they're under that threshold, but they look like the team that is going to run away with this.
Well,
thing.
And I think that's the, like I told you guys, I think on the group chat, if I didn't tell you, I definitely told my diehard Duck buddy, and I'm like, it's crazy to text this out loud, but like, you'd rather play Bama.
Oh, without a doubt.
One-dimensional. I don't think the defense is that elite. And yeah, Simpson's good and the receivers are fine, but like, they're not terrifying.
Yeah.
And we watched that game unfold, and I believed that opinion, but to watch it unfold the way it did, and that's an interesting thing you bring up too on the traditional ways in which we watch the sport. Another takeaway for me, and maybe I'm out to lunch on this one to you, I think all of what you just threw at me, it's not extinct, but I think the sport's too different now to bring up any historical reference in that light. It's
very
not
well
that Oregon won't win it. Oregon very well, I think, could beat Indiana.
Miami and Oregon are the only teams left that have a north of 50% blue chip ratio.
So
Ole Miss is underneath and Indiana is underneath.
There you go. And those could be the national title teams, right? And then here that narrative exists. But I do think a lot of the way we evaluate that sport and a lot of traditional metrics, right out the window. You
has
know why? Because today's portal day. Are you guys not? I mean, I just like this thing is so more leveled out. The sport, I think, I think the sport itself, how it's played and how close these teams are, it's as great as it's ever been, in my opinion. I just think other elements of the sport in general are broken that don't have to do with on the field stuff. But to watch an Indiana do that, you throw at me the blue chip ratio thing, and that's a great thing to throw out there today. I don't, as a sports fan or person doing this job, I don't view that as important anymore.
No, and I don't blame you at all, because they've totally flipped the narrative on its head. The last time, for those who are wondering, the last time a team under 50% won a national title was Auburn and Cam Newton when they beat Oregon. And the winner of that game, no matter who it was under 50%.
Was going to be that.
So it was going to be that. So every national title since then has been over 50%, so that would end the trend if they did it. The biggest takeaway of the weekend for me was this is exactly what we wanted. With all of the chaos and craziness of the portal and guys leaving, and I get that it's stupid and it doesn't make any sense behind the scenes. This is what the argument was the entire time that you might get. We have, somebody's going to try and say Ole Miss won a shared title in like 1927. Get the hell out of here.
I don't care.
You have Oregon, who's never won a national championship, Indiana, who's never won a national championship, Ole Miss, who's never won a national championship, and Miami has not won one in nearly 20. Well,
they've been a dormant
25
program.
Years, right? 2001 was their last one. 25
that Ohio
years.
State game was their last big game.
Been a quarter century since they won a national title.
Yeah.
All of the teams who have done it, in the 14 field every year it was Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio. It's the same teams every year.
Yep.
And while those teams are still getting there, it is spread out and we're getting upsets. And who would have thought on that side of the bracket, we have a semifinal between Miami and Ole Miss. There's not a person alive. Maybe one of them you picked.
A 10-6.
Not a person alive that picked both those teams to win those games this weekend.
We got a 1-5 and we got a 10-6.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's great.
It's glorious, and I can't wait for the semifinals.
We'll get to Oregon coming up at 7. One other takeaway in regards to how the bracket has shaken out, we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So I think there's a quarterback playoff conversation, because I think if you look at the bracket, it's not that everybody would have agreed universally, but I think largely the best quarterbacks were victorious.
Yeah. Yeah, in every game. I mean, there was no doubt Dante had his issues, but, you know, other sideline wasn't great. Beck was better than Saiyan, I thought. His numbers weren't terrific, but he didn't turn the ball over. That's the big thing with him.
I thought he made some really good plays with his legs. I thought he made good reads. Like, it wasn't about his That's the other thing, is some of their numbers might not all shake out the same, but Beck over Saiyan this year, I thought, and I thought Ohio State was fraudulent all season.
I got to give some credit to Gunnar Stockton, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was tough as nails, but there's no doubt that Chambliss was, I mean, he was Chambliss on a heater in the middle of that game, and everything he was throwing was just right on the money. He took over.
At all their peaks, I think he's the best quarterback, and I don't think that's a hot take to say. Mendoza has been awesome all year and wins the Heisman, and Dante has been stellar for Oregon.
Yeah.
I just think all the best quarterbacks ended up winning, and so I think there's a conversation with that. We talk about the coaching. We have a Oregon-Mario championship
that's
on the horizon, potentially, which is nuts to say.
There's a world that game exists, and
that one would hurt maybe more than any other.
It would take the cake. Of all the L's over the years, that one would take the cake.
That might take the cake for you. I think a thing I want to bring up before we dive fully into Oregon and Texas Tech, and I text this to you guys last night, I there's not a doubt in my mind that next year the top four teams are not going to be waiting a month to play. That is over.
Yep.
We have one team that has been victorious out of the, how many games? The
1-7.
1-7.
Yeah, 1-7 for first round buys. And almost all of them have been just horrible in the first half, especially.
Now, look, I think Oregon is better than Tech. I don't know what you guys talked about with Anthony and Suk. But the defense of Tech we all knew was great. It was the offensive concerns, and it showed itself.
Yeah.
You go to Georgia and Ole Miss. Does Ole Miss beat Georgia if that game's played a week after the SEC title game?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. And then Ohio State. Ohio State's talented enough. They shot themselves in the foot. But I just think you're going to have a reform there in the playoff format. I think it's going to go 16, and I think these teams are not going to be waiting a month to play the way that we've had it so far. Because 1-7 and 8, that's obviously a problem.
Well, look, I made the argument last year, and I'll make the same argument again this year. There's something there. Now, how much do you quantify or calculate that's the reason that the team lost? Everybody's going to have a different answer on the percentage of the pie, if you will. But you cannot tell me it doesn't have an impact on the game. You just can't. It's not the only reason that these teams lose, but it is almost universal. I love that Cignetti's the one guy that's figured out a way around this, too. Just another feather in his cap as a coach. He's the only guy with a bye that's found a way to win.
Did he play the best possible team to win the
game?
No,
he didn't. I think in the reaction to that game, part of it was...
No, I'm saying, did he get the opponent? Because you got Texas Tech, and I thought their offense was going to be against your defense, and your defense played even better than I thought.
Yeah, I didn't see a shutout coming.
Miami might have been 10 seed on paper, but man, they've got some real horses on both sides. And Ole Miss, we didn't think they would beat Georgia, to be fair, but also Chambliss really good. I just thought Alabama had maybe the most warts.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's no doubt. And I think that's part of the tough reaction to the Indiana game of like, that's kind of who Alabama's been for the last 2 months. And we maybe overlooked it a little bit after their comeback win over Oklahoma. But there's a world in that Oklahoma game where they get blown out in Norman in the first round of the playoff because they were down 17-0. And if a play two here or there in the first half goes the opposite way, they lose that game.
Right.
So I totally grant you that point. But I would argue there's clearly something here and there's something that needs to be done. And I just, to me, 16 makes sense because it gives you an even field. You start the playoff right after the season ends, and then you get two rounds of games on home campuses, which I think was the other takeaway for me this weekend.
Home games.
Now, I know my team was impacted by this more so than the other games.
But Lanning said this in the postgame.
He was like, what are we doing? Why is Oregon and Texas Tech playing in Miami in front of a 40% full crowd? This is with third eye blind at halftime. This is dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody cares about the Orange Bowl anymore. The sport has changed and evolved, and that's okay. Sorry, the oranges are cool when you throw them. I get it. Now we get an Orange Bowl trophy, but we might lose this week. The whole thing's dumb.
It's
it doesn't make sense. Go to 16, home field sites the first two rounds. Get rid of the bye. Having teams sit around after playing every single week, sit around for a month without a game is one of the dumbest things that we make teams do in any sport.
Yeah, I think you're dead on with the go to 16, have the first 2 weeks.
And I'm not upset about 16. Like, you're going to get blowouts in the first round. That's fine.
I don't care about that either.
You give me better home advantage or, you know, home field environments for the quarterfinal round, so that will juice up the matchups a little bit.
We have 14 in the NFL. We can have 16 in college with way more teams involved.
And if there's blowouts or a group of, just don't watch the game. They're going to kill them.
There's always going to be blowouts. Yeah. You're never going to
eliminate
blowouts.
Alabama lost by 35 points yesterday.
Well, we had the 14 playoff. We had blowouts. We had a national championship game decided by like 20 points.
Right.
So like, I don't care that there's blowouts. Blowouts are a normal part of that sport. To me, it's about more rewarding those top four seeds with home games and not making them wait a full month on the calendar before they play again. So.
Yes.
I think that's going to absolutely be happening. I also think the Big 12 has completely shot almost any of its credibility with committees or anything going forward. Not that they won't ever be a top four, but it's not great for them, Bob. That performance, and Oregon had a lot to do with it, which we can talk about in the second hour, but that performance does not leave any committee member feeling good about giving a Big 12 team that kind of benefit going forward. With ASU losing now and Texas Tech doing that.
Yeah, that was ugly. It was ugly for them yesterday. There's no doubt. The only thing I'll say, Texas Tech is a hard team to pinpoint where they're going into the future because they're investing at a level that Big Ten teams and SEC teams invest. 100%. But this was year one for them.
Yep.
And so the defensive line, I mean, I know we're going to break down the game, but they clearly spent the money in the right spots, and that where they spent a lot of their money was very successful this year and very talented. Elsewhere, they're not there yet. And that was one of the reasons I was confident going into the game. I agree with you on every other team in the conference, but I think there's something about Texas Tech, if they keep doing this and investing the way that they will, that maybe they can shed some of that Big 12 narrative.
I think the only thing that's tough, and I don't disagree with that point, the only thing that's tough is like shredding the Big 12 is not going to be looked at next year as like that impressive to people.
No, it won't.
People were skeptical of them going into this matchup, and then they just played even worse, and to Oregon's credit, they played really well. Tessa Torre and them, I don't know if you saw on the broadcast, they're like, how'd they get here? They had like, how'd they get here moment? And they're like doing just Texas Tech. Like, how did Texas Tech get to this moment? Because last year they're 8-5. Year before that, they're 7-6. And year before that, they're 8-5. That's Joey McGuire's record going into the year, right? He's this high school guy who's become a college guy, and look at it.
Bowl eligible, fine, but nothing special.
Well, but what's funny is I love that they're like, the defensive line took a big step, and the offensive line. And I'm like, they paid for their whole roster, Tessitore. Just show the billionaire owner guy that's trying to change the sport and move on with this. What are we doing here? Pretending that it's like organically built and it's a recruiting class.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just all portal dudes. Oil guy bought the team. Here they go. They're in the Orange Bowl against Oregon. Let's dive into that matchup. Oregon against Texas Tech. Oregon making some history. Dan Lanning's thoughts on his team's performance. And now they're on to Indiana. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague 105.1. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.